Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So Donnie, Football Friday here on Pomp and Joe, and on the line is our friend Nick Costos, host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Catch You Better You Bet on the new Westwood One Sports weekdays 9 to noon Eastern, and You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff Sundays 11 to 1 Eastern p.m., of course. Oh, actually 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., if I delineate that, Donnie. Nick, I don't know where we left off with our bets. Are we just even right now? Can we call it even? I don't remember what the last one was.
If I'm on at 11 p.m. on Sunday night, I'm firing my agents. I'll ask one of you guys. Not that that's like a terrible, just like I'm on mornings. That would be rough. And maybe I'll hire one of you guys to represent me. No, we can call it even because I'm a magnanimous guy. I'm definitely up. You know what? No, I'm not going to be magnanimous.
Okay.
I'm up.
Okay.
So what we can do is I will give you the opportunity, Joe.
Okay.
Because it's a new year, old me. So I'm still going to be a hard ass. I'll give you the opportunity to go double or nothing here.
Double or nothing. And I know the game that I'm going to pick, and you're not going to agree. And I think Donnie and Limits will be there right with me. We'll be a unified team. We're picking the Steelers straight up to win.
I also think the Steelers are going to win.
Oh, I'm surprised by that.
Ooh.
Okay.
I love the Steelers on Monday night. Absolutely love the Steelers on Monday night. Like, Houston can't score.
I know.
Houston's offense is not good.
They stink.
And yeah, like, Houston's defense is great. And like, look, you want to tell me from a betting perspective, and the Steelers might not win the game. I think they will, but they might not. But the fact that the point spread was Houston more than a 3-point road favorite is crazy. Like, maybe the most likely outcome is Texans by 3, Texans by 2. Like, you bet Steelers 3, you push if that happens. And I think Pittsburgh's got a great chance to win. The Steelers are actually my favorite bet of wild card weekends on Monday night.
Well,
so we'll have to find a different game. I love the Steelers.
Strike that one. How about me picking Buffalo to cover in Jacksonville? We going there?
I like the Bills a little bit. I actually don't think I'm going to bet that game. Can we find another one?
Donnie, do you want to jump in the fray here?
I mean, I feel pretty good about the Bears as a home dog against the Packers.
So do I.
Great. I'll take Green Bay.
Beautiful.
Let's do it.
You're on.
Yeah. Now, so can I just, there's one thing that could impact how people want to bet this game.
Sure.
So I'll try and be really quick about this because, like, no one cares about weather. But the weather could be a huge factor tomorrow night. Now, weather is very fickle, right? The only people that are wrong more often than people that give sports betting picks for a living are meteorologists. So when we get to tomorrow, it's possible that the weather forecast today might not be what it is. So at this moment right now, we're looking at maybe like 20 mile per hour winds tomorrow night with Bears Packers and snow in the forecast as well, as you might expect for an outdoor game on a Saturday night in January in the Windy City, right? Wind is what messes up offenses. It's not snow. It's where the term snowver comes from. Unless we're talking biblical snow. Offensive players know where they're going before the play is run. Defensive players don't. So advantage offense when there's slippery conditions. So snow, when you see snow on the ground, that should not mean like games can go under in the snow, but it's not going to be because of the snow. heavy wind is what's going to mess up totals and make games be lower scoring, because if we're at 30 mile per hour winds, unless you're Josh Allen, like, you can't sling the ball through 30 mile per hour winds. We're not there yet tomorrow night, but it's possible we get there. And if we do get there and we're talking 30 miles per hour, I do think it benefits the Bears, because I think Chicago's offensive line is better in a ground and pound game. But as of right now, we're only looking like 20, and you can sling it through 20 mile per hour winds. I will definitely like Green Bay if that's the case, and the over in the game if we get there tomorrow. Mm. But I'll take the Packers just for our bet independently of all of that. But I wanted to give that betting analysis.
There we go. There we go. I like that one.
I like it a lot, Donnie.
Great. You guys will lose. It'll be awesome.
But I'm far more intrigued by your seemingly adamant on the Steelers. Please tell us more.
Yeah, it's just I don't trust Houston. I don't trust the Texans offense. And I do like Houston's defense a lot. And look, like, if the Steelers were, and I think even the biggest Steelers fan would have to think what I'm saying is fair, right? If the Steelers were a 3-point favorite in the game, I would never lay Pittsburgh minus 3. Like, I think this is probably going to be a close game. But given that the Texans are a 3-point road favorite, like, the intimation here is that the Texans are like 5 or 5.5 points better than Pittsburgh on a neutral. And there's no way that can be the case with Houston's offense being what it is. And DK Metcalf's going to be back in this game also. And him obviously being out those 2 weeks was massive, even though Baltimore's defense completely crumbled without Kyle Hamilton last Sunday night. So all of those factors, I mean, look, the Texans can win by 20. Now, I don't have to be right. Houston can win 17-0. The Steelers could get shut out, not score in the game. I think, I'm being sincere here, the bet does not have to win. I think that is one of the two easiest clicks to make this weekend if you're betting the wild card round, is Steelers plus 3 or better at home against Houston on Monday night.
Ooh.
What's the other one?
Chargers plus 3.5 on Sunday night at the Patriots.
Joe, you like that one.
I love that one.
Can you get into that one a little bit more, Nick? I mean, I'm cool with going all around the board. I mean, wild card weekend has to be one of the favorites of any football fan.
Yeah, it's tremendous. Like, listen, just playoff football, college, NFL is all great. So I don't know that the Chargers purposefully lost last week to Denver in order to get the 7 seed. Like, obviously, like, Justin Herbert's hand is broken and they wanted to rest a bunch of their key players. That factored into it. But if you're the Chargers, right, and it doesn't mean that it's going to work, but you know that the weakness of your team is the offensive line. And it's not even their fault. It's like when we talk about the Niners defense being bad, like, they lost Nick Bosa and Fred Warner, right? How do you expect to be good when you lose two future Hall of Famers, right? The Chargers offense lost two legitimate all-pro offensive tackles. Joe Alt and Rashawn Slater are both out for the season. They can't protect Justin Herbert. Herbert gets crushed every single game. So if the Chargers had to play the Texans, if the Chargers had to play the Jaguars, if the Chargers had to play the Steelers, you wouldn't really feel good about those matchups because those teams can pressure the opposing quarterback. I've got serious questions about the Patriots' ability to do that. So I don't like the Patriots' defense. Now, the Patriots have Drake May, and he's spectacular. But the Chargers' defense is great. Now, you don't hear Jesse Minter, who's the Chargers' defensive coordinator, being bandied about for being a head coach in the NFL because he's some curtain-jerking jabroni loser. He's a really good defensive coordinator. He might get a job. Might be a head coach. So when you take all those factors into account, I do like the Chargers in the game. Now, I'll throw this out there. Because Herbert's banged up, there is a scenario where the Patriots win this game by 10 or more, right? I like the Chargers, but I'm just saying. So I would offer one avenue for people if you want to bet this game. If you like New England, bet New England at an alternate spread. And you can do this at my show sponsor, BetMGM, other sports books as well. Patriots minus 9.5 and get a nice plus money price. Where I think if the Patriots win, they could win by a lot. I also think the Chargers can win this game outright, and I wouldn't be shocked at all. So I would lean into extreme outcomes here. I like the Chargers plus the points, and I think the Chargers can win on Sunday night.
Nick, how about the other team from L.A.? They will kick off wild card weekend in Carolina. The pesky playoff Panthers, but the team that's at home is below 500. They're a 10.5-point dog based on what I'm looking at. Should there be any concern of an upset in this game, or at least one too close for what that spread looks like?
Yeah, so we'll get a lot of highlights, I'm sure, tomorrow before the game of the Seahawks-Saints game in 2011, which is the Beastquake game. I bet New Orleans in that game, just like not a great bet. I don't anticipate this game playing out that way. And if we could hop in the time machine briefly, not to go too far back in time, but on November 30th, last year, as in like 5 weeks ago, these two teams played in Carolina. The Panthers won 31-28. So the Panthers beat the Rams like 5 weeks ago. They played in Carolina. The Panthers won. In that game, the Panthers won the turnover margin 3-0. And that's not to insinuate they got lucky. Like Matthew Stafford threw some picks. Like they had a pick six in the game, right? It happened. Carolina also went 7 of 15 on third down, which for the mathematically not inclined, almost 50%, pretty good, and 3 for 3 on fourth down. So it's a game where, like, not figuratively, like literally, everything went right for the Panthers. They won by 3. The Rams are way better than the Panthers. This is not like a film at 11 take by me. Obviously, the Rams, they're a 10.5-point road favorite. So Carolina can win. Like, it can happen. Crazier things have happened in sports. It would require like the same confluence of events to occur. Rams turned it over 3 or 4 times. Panthers run really hot on third and fourth down. I think it's very unlikely. Do I want to lay the points with the Rams? Not at 10.5. So how do I want to bet the game? I want to have the Rams as a money line parlay piece paired with some other stuff. I think the Rams are one of two teams that are most likely to win the Super Bowl. The other would be the Philadelphia Eagles.
You got the Eagles winning?
I have the Eagles winning the Super Bowl, but if it's not the Eagles, I think it will be the Rams. I think it will be one of those two teams that wins.
All right. We don't need to spend a lot of time here, Nick, but I'm very curious if you could put a name to the favorite and who you think it will be. I don't know. Are those two different things? I don't even know. To each job opening in the NFL, no explanations necessary. Baltimore Ravens.
Whew. I'll say Chargers defensive coordinator Jesse Minter because of the connections with the Harbaugh family, even though John Harbaugh just left. And I will throw this out there. The fact that like the report is that John Harbaugh wouldn't fire Todd Monken, and that's why he lost his job, tells me that Harbaugh didn't want to be there anymore. Because if Harbaugh really wanted to coach the Ravens, he would have fired Todd Monken.
Right.
So I don't think this was like a really acrimonious split. No one has said that to me. I'm not reporting it. Common sense and logic and reason dictates it. So my guess is that there's still affinity with Harbaugh and the Ravens organization, with Jim, his brother, and the Ravens organization. My guess would be Jesse Minter. I can be wrong about that, but that would be my answer.
The New York Giants and my favorite player other than Bo Nix, the great Jackson Dart.
Kevin Stefanski.
I love that pick. Okay.
Me too. I prefer him to Harbaugh, and I'm a Giants fan. I'd rather have Stefanski.
The Cleveland Browns.
Mike McDaniel.
Oh, God. Help them and help us.
So I'll throw this out there to you guys, just a way to think about this. And this is not an original thought by me. For people that listen to the Athletic Football Show, which is a great football podcast hosted by Robert Mays, who I think does a great job. He tweeted yesterday, I think he might be right, like, I said when I was on the air yesterday on my new show when it happened, when McDaniel got fired, and I said, like, if you're a team that needs an offensive coordinator, Mike McDaniel should be at the top of your list. And if that's true, shouldn't he just be a head coach? So I'm kind of like on the fence there about whether McDaniel deserves another job or not. I don't think he's a great, like, hashtag, like, leader of men, but he is a great play caller and offensive schemer. I wouldn't hate that if he got the Browns head coaching job.
I hear you on that, Nick. However, if I were a pro football player and the CEO of my team walked into the locker room and sounded like this, I would have a lot of questions. Limits?
He was really frustrated at the, he's as I was. And, we talked about the challenge ahead to get ready for the Chargers. That was kind of the extent of it.
Newt Rockne, he ain't.
He said, honestly, he sounds like me when I used to like rip the bong like 10 times and try and put a sentence together.
All
now
right.
I'm a dad, so I don't do that anymore. But when I used to back in the day.
He's unbelievable. All right, very quickly, because I know you have to run. The Titans.
Oh, God. I could give you, we could stretch this a little bit. I love coming on with you guys. This is brutal to say. I think Matt Nagy's going to get the job.
Oh, God, help them.
I thought he was going to say Artie Smith for a second.
Well, I mean.
Oh, my God, no, please.
Honestly, like, I'd rather have Matt Nagy.
Wow. Okay. And we
I probably would, Arthur too.
Smith in Atlanta, they never went above 500. They drafted, I don't want to do this. I'm going to get really mad. I hate Arthur Smith as a, like, because I love fantasy football. And every, like, here, let's draft Drake London in the top 10. Let's draft Bijan Robinson in the top 10. And instead, here's Tyler Allgeier and Jonnu Smith.
Kyle Pitts.
Like, Kyle Pitts doesn't get used. We don't throw the ball to Drake London. Instead, here's Ray McLeod. Here's Tyler Allgeier. Here's Jonnu Smith. Here's Cordarrelle Patterson. Like, great, Arthur. Like, you're so smart that you need to use, like, replacement-level players instead of the guys you take in the top 10 of the NFL draft.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code AUDIO.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Some real Steelers legends being thrown out there by Nick.
Man, say everybody but Cordarrelle Patterson.
Like, dude, it's on, like, Jonnu Smith got he had a rushing attempt on Sunday night. Yeah. What are we doing?
Now, here's one. If I were them, very quickly, I would have. Or would be going after Stefanski in a second to pair him with my number one overall pick, the Raiders.
Brian Flores.
I do like him too. Falcons.
So they're going to hire Matt Ryan as like their like football czar, and he's going to leave NFL on CBS. This is a total guess for me. Total guess. Ryan went to BC. Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley is the former coach of Boston College. Mm. I'll say Jeff Hafley. That is a really amateur connecting of dots by me. I could be way off on that.
Jeff Hafley, formerly a Pitt assistant coach, Donnie, as you know. And number seven, the Arizona Cardinals. And sadly and admittedly, I had Jonathan Gannon as the NFL coach of the year going into this year. Who's it going to be there?
So how about this? Ready? I bet this year, before the season, the Jaguars to win the AFC South, the Bears to win the AFC South, and you guys know I bet the Steelers to win the division, so that was great. I also had Arizona to win the NFC West.
So did I.
14.
Yeah, so did I, tragically.
14. Arizona, I can't even... I don't think it's a very desirable job because Kyler's probably not going to be the quarterback. They have the third pick. Moore and Mendoza will probably go 1-2. Clint Kubiak, total guess based on nothing. And by the way, you will have noticed that there's a name that I did not give as an answer to any of the questions you asked.
And a team
that
left.
Name, oh, go ahead.
Is Who's Harbaugh the and the Dolphins then, right?
No. Okay, you ready for this?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, this is going to sound crazy. I'm the guy, though, that was saying last week, if the Ravens lose to the Steelers, John Harbaugh is getting fired. And everyone told me I was crazy. And then it happened. I was right. I can't guarantee I'll be right about this, but I think I'm going to be right. And I should be right. And I think Harbaugh is a good coach. And I think this guy's a good coach, too. If the Buffalo Bills lose to the Jaguars on Sunday, in an AFC postseason without Mahomes, Lamar and Burrow, this would be like going to see a John Wick movie and Keanu Reeves gets killed in the first half hour. Like, you'd fire the director. Josh Allen needs to be the main character of this AFC postseason. If the Bills can't get to the Super Bowl this year, McDermott's got to go. I think if they lose on Sunday in Jacksonville, McDermott gets fired. I also think, and this one I disagree with, but there's enough smoke out there now that I think this would happen. If the Packers lose tomorrow night to the Bears, I could see them firing Matt LaFleur. And if that happens, the Dolphins just hired John Eric Sullivan to be their GM this morning. He was the vice president of player personnel with the Packers. I think you could see LaFleur go to Miami, and then John Harbaugh would have his pick of either the Buffalo Bills or the Green Bay Packers to coach next season.
Wow.
That's my guess as to how this is going to play out.
Wow. Nick, you're a national treasure. We appreciate you coming on with us. That was incredible.
That was pretty good, right?
That was real good.
It's pretty good.
Donnie?
I mean, you got some bombshells there. I mean, we brought up McDermott earlier. LaFleur, I think, would catch me by surprise. I think McDermott, if they do lose on Sunday, he's done.
Good old Guy LaFleur.
I think we got a Guy LaFleur reference there. That's the Montreal Canadiens goalie from back in the day, right?
Center, I think, or a winger, right. Whatever he was, right. A forward,
yeah,
a legend.
I got the team, though, right? Montreal Canadiens,
that was great.
Hockey, I got that. Yeah, absolutely.
Nick, phenomenal. Thanks for staying on that long.
Thanks, Nick.
We'll talk to you next week, I hope.
Absolutely. And Guy LaFleur would be on like the all-star team of guys with three hockey players with three-letter last names whose names aren't pronounced phonetically. Patrick Waugh would be the goalie of that team, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Patrick Waugh, an easy pick. Yeah.
Joe, that was pretty good too, right?
Not bad.
That's
not bad. See, are you a Jackson Dart fan, by the way?
Yeah. How about this? I don't know if he's like the guy for sure, but he's definitely earned the opportunity to start week one next year.
Good. I'm glad we're on the same page there too. Plus the Cardinals winning the AFC West.
It's not great. And tomorrow night, if you'll indulge me, please. And everybody in the audience.
Yes.
Look, I'll give you guys the opportunity to, you know, because I'm a nice guy, to earn it back next week. But I think tomorrow night we all may be singing the same song. Dun, 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 dun. Go, Pack, go.
Oh, Donnie?
Joe, that's our big bet.
I know.
We're riding with the Bears.
I know. Them are fighting words. Thank you, Nick.
Wishing everybody Minimal Sweats Winning Bets the absolute very best of luck. Please check out my new show, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon Eastern, Westwood One Sports. A new YouTube page for the show, youtube.com/@thecostos. Please subscribe, like, and comment there so I can continue feeding and putting clothes on my daughter's skin, etc. YouTube.com. I messed that up. Sorry. I nailed everything else in this interview except for the end. YouTube.com/@thecostos.
See you, buddy.
Thanks,
later.
Nick.
Bye.
That was phenomenal.
Some of those
Donnie.
Coaching bombshells. Those would be.
Wow.
I do think McDermott's on a very hot seat.
As he should be.
I guess I don't know as much about LaFleur being on a hot seat, but McDermott.
As he should be for the disasters they've had against the Chiefs.
And now he has no excuse of any other big dogs being in the AFC.
I'm sick over it, Donnie, even as I think about it. The 13
You're
seconds.
You're always down on your guys.
The 13 seconds game against Kansas City. The missed 27-yard field goal by Tyler Bass against Kansas City. And then last year's debacle when they got ripped off by the refs against Kansas City. How many times can you lose to the same team that way? I can't take it anymore, Donnie. And they're in a... Listen, he may put on his Superman cape, number 17, but they're going into a very difficult situation and a bad matchup against a talented team.
I think that's the best game of the weekend. I think CBS made sure they locked down a good one. I don't know how it divvied up. I had heard that Prime got first dibs, and that's why they went after Packers-Bears.
Yeah. I think Jaguars-Bills.
But if I got second pick, it's going to be that one.
Put it this way. There's three choices here. Bills win, close game, Superman wins it. Jags win close game, or Jags win by blowout. That's an option, too. The Bills have been blown out on the road by the Dolphins and the Falcons. You don't think the Jags could do it? Josh Allen's never won a road playoff game.
Maybe Sunday is the day, Joe.
Maybe. Vacations begin here at the Pittsburgh Travel Showcase presented by AAA Travel, January 23rd through the 25th at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. Exclusive discounts, convenient one-stop shopping. Dream it, plan it, book it. experience it. Tickets and details at PittsburghTravelShowcase.com, where your vacation is waiting for you. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at SouthHillsKia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We have treats galore coming up here. We have the Bechtold Breakdown, which is always great. We have a quiz show. We're going to rank the teams left in the NFL playoffs, and we're going to have our predictions, which is going to, I've totally lost track of that. We put 3 points on some ridiculous West Virginia basketball game, which I lost.
And that is what has made the score tied in the picks.
With all three of us?
No, you and I are tied right now, Joe, and Donnie is a couple games behind.
This is going down to the wire, week. Donnie.
You had a rough week this week, Donnie, in last week's picks.
I'm sorry, Don.
Donnie, do you want me to give it away now, Joe?
No, I want you to save that for 140.
Because he didn't have as bad of a week as you did, Joe.
Oh, thanks.
Oh,
just giving you a nice little radio
tease. I all of a sudden, I slumped.
Your lead of what was at 1.5 or 6 games is now evaporated to a tie.
What you don't tell them is I got off to the year on a 1-8 start. You remember that?
It's not how you start, though. It's how you finish.
You were like the Texans.
Houston Texans. Yep.
Yeah, I'm like the Texans.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today. The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.